This is Joy Peterson. I am in Betty Owens' home in Bullock County, Kentucky. The date is March 9th, 1987. This is a project called Quilters on File. I'm recording this for Kentucky Heritage Quilt Society. Betty, do I have your permission to tape?
Yes, ma'am, you do.
Thank you. Would you tell for the tape your full name?
Betty Pearl Cox Owen.
And I'll need the spelling of Pearl.
P-E-A-R-L.
And Cox?
C-O-X.
And Owen?
O-W-E-N.
Thank you. Would you tell us for the tape's sake where we are right now?
We are in Mount Washington, Kentucky, Route 3 on Flat Lake Road in Bullock County.
And do you have an address like box something or?
I have a box 357.
Okay. What is your husband's name?
Harold Owen.
Would you spell his first name, please?
H-A-R-O-L-D.
And what is his occupation?
Well, he has retired, and he grows shrubbery and fruit trees and just anything that grows, he loves it.
And before he was retired?
He worked at Central Garage in Mount Washington, and then he worked for the waterworks in Mount Washington.
And have you been employed outside your home?
Yes, back several years ago for a while, but not much. Most of the time in the home.
And what did you do when you were employed?
I worked at Brown Williamson in tobacco, making cigarettes and boxing them up and fed the cutters and first one thing then another. I had several jobs.
Do you have any children?
I have three children, two sons and a daughter.
And how many grandchildren?
I have 9 grandchildren.
Where do they live?
They live here in Mount Washington.
All of them?
All of them.
How long have you lived at this address? At this house?
About 18 to 20 years here in this house.
Mm-hmm. And where did you live before that?
Well, I lived up further up the road on Flat Lake Road,
mm-hmm.
near town.
Were you born here in this area?
I was born in Shepherdsville, Kentucky. Mm-hmm.
And your parents, where did they live?
They lived at Shepherdsville, Kentucky.
And where were they born?
They were from Anderson County.
And their occupations?
They were farmers.
And we'd like to have their full names for the records.
Nathaniel G. Cox.
Nathaniel, would you spell that?
N-A-T-H-A-N-E-L.
And your mother's name?
Iva Edna Scroggins Cox.
And would you spell Scroggins?
S-C-R-O-G-H-A-M.
Thank you. And your religious preference?
We are Baptists.
What is your birth date?
My birth date is October the 20th, 1916.
Where did you go to school?
At Bethel on 44.
Is that here in Mount Washington or near Shepherdsville?
Was nearer Mount Washington than Shepherdsville.
And what was the highest level you attained? What was the highest grade you
I just finished 8th grade.
And what school subjects interested you as you remember?
Oh, I don't know. I guess all of them did.
When did you learn to quilt?
Well, I pieced quilts when I was at home before I married. Some, not very many, but I pieced some.
Who taught you?
Well, I guess I just picked it up myself. My mother was a seamstress, and I guess I just picked it up. I didn't need much teaching.
Did your mother quilt?
Yes, she did.
And your grandmothers?
I wasn't fortunate enough to have grandmothers. Mm-hmm. They were all dead before I was born.
What quilts did you make when you were learning?
Just a nine patch or the four patch.
Who in your family quilted?
Well, my mother quilted.
Sisters?
And I do quilt some. No, I don't. My sisters don't quilt. They piece quilts, but they don't quilt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How many sisters do you have?
Four.
Mm-hmm. And they all piece quilts.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Do you know any men in your family that quilted?
No.
Have you ever heard of men quilting?
Oh, yes. Very often.
Have you seen any of their work?
No.
Do you think men quilt any different, or piece quilts, make quilts any differently than women?
Well, I don't think so. I think they got the same. They might have to learn a few things.
Have there been periods in your life when you were too busy to quilt, to make quilts?
Yes, there has been, but I will go to that quilting sometime when I need to be doing other things.
How much time do you spend quilting, making quilts?
As much time as possible. I can't say how much, but as much as possible.
Oh, how often? Every day?
Yes, every day. I work at night. We don't go to bed until about 11 o'clock, and then's when I do a lot of my piece and quilts or quilting.
Where do you quilt or piece?
Usually pretty close to the TV, because I watch it and quilt too.
Do you ever quilt during the day?
Sometimes.
Before the evening?
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. You usually watch TV while you're quilting.
When I take my rest period, and they come pretty often here now, but I usually work on quilts and watch TV and rest.
You usually listen to radio at all while you're making quilts?
No, I hardly ever turn the radio on.
How long at a time would you work on a quilt of a given day?
Oh, 3 or 4 hours.
Where do you get your quilt designs? Where do you get your quilting patterns or your designs to make your quilts?
Well, since I've joined the club, we trade patterns, and I buy books. And if I see one on TV, I can make the pattern.
Mm-hmm. What club is this? Want to tell the tape about the club you belong to?
It's the Quilting Bees.
Uh-huh.
Quilting Bees. We have, I think, about 17 members. We had a meeting last Wednesday, and I think there's about 17 there. We also had two visitors from around Shepherdsville that was going to start our new quilting club. So they wanted to come and see how we were doing.
And how often do you meet?
Once a month. Mm-hmm. First Wednesday in every month we meet.
And where?
In the homes of the members.
How long has this been going on?
About 3 years.
Do they have any projects that are that the whole group does together?
Yes, they make quilts. We all made a Bible quilt, a Bible, something, a square pertaining to the Bible, and quilted it, and we have let the farmer take it to take bids on and sell it to help build a new farmhouse. I don't know how that project's going yet, but that's where it's at now.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the patterns you make that you especially enjoy?
Well, I enjoy all of them. Just give me a pattern and I enjoy all of them. But the one I seen on TV was an Amish quilt made in black and little stripes. So I said, I want that quilt. I'm going to make me one. And I love that Amish quilt. It's so pretty. And I like all of them.
Will we get to take a picture of it?
If you want.
Okay, good. What makes a good quilt? Excuse me.
The joining of colors together and patience and carefulness, how you put it together. You can put it together sloppy or you can put it together nice. And maybe I'm not as patient as I should be, but I try.
Why do you make quilts?
Well, I think I love to. I just love to. Don't need them, but I love to make them.
Is this the same reason you made them in the first place?
Well, I needed them then. When we first married, I needed them. But now I don't need them.
Which do you find more satisfying, piecing or appliquing?
Well, I'd rather piece them, but I like the applique too.
Do you ever do any embroidery like crewel or cross stitch?
I've done the cross stitch, but I never have tried a crewel.
Have you made any kits?
Only one. Only one.
Was it cross stitch or applique?
No, that was I don't know what you call it.
What was it like?
It's a star quilt. It was a star quilt and it all come together. It was already pre-cut.
Oh, uh-huh. But it was pieced. I mean, you pieced it.
I pieced it.
Yeah. Do you enjoy most making the top or actually doing the quilting?
I'd rather piece them. Much rather.
What makes a good quilt stitch? If you were looking at a quilt at the state fair or something and you said to your friend that that's really a nice quilt stitch, what would there be about it that made you think so?
Well, I think the sharpness of the stitch, the more stitches you get in it, the nicer it would be. But some of the quilts that they have now have awful big stitches. They don't quilt them like my mother used to quilt them.
How many stitches you suppose she got to the end?
10 to 12, I believe. I couldn't do it. I can't do it.
As far as quilting bees and quilting parties, do you think there's a difference between a quilting bee and a quilting party?
Yes, I do.
Well, could you describe for the tape what you think is the difference? Or what is a quilting bee? What is a quilting party?
If you're going to have a quilting bee, you go to work on a quilt. Everybody should get around a quilting frame and quilt. But if it's quilting bee, it's more for fun.
Quilting bee is?
The quilting bee should be a quilting bee. Just exactly what the name says, to piece quilts or quilt. But
a quilting party?
The quilting party is more for fun. More for fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And pass long information to one another.
Uh-huh. Have you ever been to one where there's been men attending?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever been to any of these church, or to any quiltings that were church-related in a church on a regular basis?
Only one. We made a quilt. Our class made a quilt for our pastor one time, and it was several members.
Some ladies quilt every Wednesday at their church or something.
I know.
I wondered if you did. Would you want others to quilt on your quilts?
There's a lot they can do better than I can, yes. I'd like to have some help.
What's it like to quilt with a group?
Well, I never have done that, and I really don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't think I could get much done.
Have you ever attended quilt workshops or seminars or symposiums?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever taken any instruction in quilt classes at some quilt shop? Or
no, I haven't.
Like that? Do you think there's such a thing as a Kentucky quilt? Well, have you ever heard people say that that's a Kentucky quilt and you wonder what they're talking about? Have any idea? Have you ever heard that term used?
No, I haven't.
Mm-hmm. You've heard of Appalachian quilts.
Right.
And they'd be
up
just
the
ones made in Appalachian. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you've heard of Amish quilts.
Right, I've heard that.
And the Amish made them. But you haven't ever heard of any. Just Kentucky quilts.
Not that I know of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have you ever taught anyone else to quilt?
A little. I showed my granddaughter how to do it a little bit, but you know, they're not interested. There's too many other things. They're not interested.
How old was she?
Well, she's 18. She's old enough, she should. She's married now. Piece quilts.
What patterns did you use when you tried to teach her?
Just plain squares.
Have you any quilt books?
Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite?
No, I don't think so. I like them all.
Yeah. What about quilt magazine?
Well, I've taken a few magazines there for a while.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What ones have you taken?
Found some patterns in them. Homemakers, for one.
Mm-hmm. Quilters Newsletter Magazine.
I buy some at the magazine racks a lot of times. Mm-hmm. With mm-hmm. quilts on them. I don't know what the name of them are.
Do you usually follow the patterns in these kinds of books and magazines that you buy?
Sometimes.
Uh-huh. You're able to take a pattern and draft it up and work on it without
mm-hmm.
having anybody do that for you.
Well, sometimes I do it myself. Uh-huh. Sometimes I get my husband in on it.
What do you do with your finished quilts?
I have sold a few, but I give them away. Last year I had Christmas in July, and I gave all of my children and grandchildren a quilt, and that was 16 of them. I said, let's have Christmas in July. Bring your lunch, and we'll have lunch, and we'll have Christmas in July. They didn't know what it was. So I numbered the quilts, and I put the numbers in a jar. And they drawed a number, and what number they got that quilt. They were thrilled to death.
Oh, I think that's exciting.
They were thrilled with their quilt. My grandson-in-law said, let's do this some more.
16. Mm-hmm. Did the people get the quilts that you wanted them to, that you had in mind? Did the pairing up of the quilts go well in your mind?
No, but they were all satisfied with them. They were satisfied.
Mm-hmm. That's a good way to handle the problem. Yeah. Gee. What gave you the idea?
I don't know. I had a brainstorm, I guess. Didn't have much room either. I don't have closet space for them. They were getting in the way.
God. Have you ever sold your quilts?
I sold some.
Did you have a hard time deciding on how much to ask for them?
Yes, I don't think I really got what they was worth, but I sold them. I didn't need them. I sold them.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to put a monetary value on a quilt. It's hard to know what to say.
It really is. It's hard to, because you put a lot of time in them, and material is so high nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How many quilts do you think you've made?
I I would say over 100.
How many quilts do you make in a year now?
I think last year I pieced 10. And I don't know what I'm going to piece this time.
Mm-hmm. And you pretty well have settled on the idea of piecing quilts and letting the quilting be done by the machine. You had mentioned on the phone that
for the children, yes, mm-hmm. because they're not, I think if you want a quilt to pass down a nice quilt, you want it hand quilted. But just for the warmth of it, I think the machine quilts are nice.
How do you get someone to machine quilt them? Where do you take them?
I take them to Mildred Burkhead. She lives down on Maryland Avenue in Louisville, and she quilts them. She will furnish the lining and the batting too, or you take it, and she'll quilt them. She does a real nice job, I think.
She uses a machine.
She uses a machine.
In her home.
In her home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you do with old quilts when they begin to wear out?
I don't know. I think I have, we cover up potatoes or we cover up tobacco or most anything with them. My mother used to cover them. She would cover them. But I never have covered them.
You don't make clothing or stuff toys or anything like that?
No, I never have.
Mm-hmm. How do you launder quilts?
Well, I had a friend I made one for, and she had hers dry cleaned. She said, I don't want to wash it. I want it dry cleaned. So she dry cleaned it. But I have washed some of mine in an automatic washer.
What about drying them?
Well, put them in the dryer and fluff them.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever entered a quilt in a show?
Nothing, only the Mount Washington. When we have our fall our festival up here, I take them up there and show them. I don't take them to Louisville.
That's a school?
That's a school.
Mm-hmm. 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 Have you ever received any ribbons or awards up there? Do they have that kind of
thing?
No,
I never have. Uh-huh. Never have. They didn't give them.
They don't give them. It isn't a competition. It's just a show.
Yeah.
Right. Would you loan a quilt to a show or a museum?
Yes.
Well, you do from Mount Washington, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yes. Mm-hmm.
In your opinion, has there been any change in people's attitudes about quilting?
Yes, a great deal. Great deal. They're more interested now. More people are getting interested in them. Mm-hmm.
Why do you think there's been a change?
I have no idea unless they think it's something that a heritage that they should pass along. But now the older people did it, and the younger ones ought to get into it.
What's the significance of quilting in your life? What value is there in it for you?
Well, it's pastime for me, and I just love to do it. If that's my thing.
What are your favorite colors to use in the quilt?
Well, I use all colors, but I think pink and red is my favorite.
Have you heard anything about the use of any particular color or colors in a quilt that you find it's hard to find the fabric, or someone says, I just can't find that particular color? Is there any particular color that you've heard people talk about? It's difficult.
Yes, I have a friend, and she says, I just can't find material to match. She says, I want it to match. And she'll go pay a whole lot for her quilting material. And I use what I've got.
You don't have any particular colors that you have a hard time finding?
I just mostly use what I've got. Mm-hmm. Once in a while, I'll have to buy a piece to go with something that I've got.
Mm-hmm. What kind of fabrics do you use?
Mostly cottons. I've made some polyester ones.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly cottons.
Uh-huh. Well, if you're buying fabric, how much of a particular fabric would you buy if you saw a fabric you thought you really ought to have?
For one quilt?
Well, if you were just passing through a store and you saw a beautiful piece of fabric, would you buy a quarter of a yard or 5 yards? What would you buy?
It'd be according to what I wanted to use it for, but if I was going to use it for a whole quilt, I wouldn't get less than 4 yards.
Mm-hmm. Do you have much inventory of fabrics on hand? Many fabrics here?
I have a lot of pieces that I got at the Louisville Bedding Bluegrass Outlet.
Oh, what's they, that?
They had a lot of material, and I bought a lot of it, got laid away in a box. Well, it's cotton. It might have some polyester in it, but it's good material. It's what I made most of mine out of.
What sizes did it come in?
Well, some of it's great big pieces. It's cut long and down like this.
You got to say it better for the...
It's cut like you used to double your baby diapers.
Uh-huh.
You know, put them on catty corner.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
In big pieces
kind
like that.
Kind of a triangle.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And when did they have this? Is it always for sale?
They always have it. But this time when I bought so much, they had it cut down to 10 cents a pound. And I just bought and bought for neighbors and friends.
We'll have to turn this off until you answer that, unless your husband's here to answer. Oh, you're doing great. We were interrupted there by the telephone, so I turned this off. So we'll get back to the interview with Betty Owens by Joy Peterson. We were talking about you picking up fabric for 10 cents a pound. Where was it you got this?
At the Bluegrass Bedding on Poplar Level Road. They have it, they have big bins of it. And you go in there and you can get what you want. You pay so much a pound. But after I got mine for 10 cents a pound, then they went up to 49 cents a pound. And they'll come back down because they was getting a lot of it.
Do many quilters do that? I had not heard of it before.
Some of them do. Mm-hmm. Some of them do, but some of them would rather go pick out their material by the length, out of the bowl.
Mm-hmm. What size needle do you use?
In quilting? Mm-hmm. Number 9. Mm-hmm.
Do you use the same size for piecing? Same size needle for piecing?
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. What kind of thread do you use?
When I'm doing handwork, I use quilting thread to piece or anything.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What kind of batting do you like?
I like polyester.
Do you have any trouble with bearding or migration of the batting coming through dark fabrics?
No.
What about a floor frame? Have you ever quilted on a floor frame?
That's one of these long frames? I'd rather do that, but I don't have much room.
Mm-hmm.
And I use the hooks. Mm-hmm. I'll put them in the long frames and tack them and then use the hooks.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do as good a job.
You baste them in the long frame and then you go ahead and use a hoop to do the quilting.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. How have the materials used in quilting changed?
I don't think it's hardly as pretty as it was. The coloring's not as pretty. It's awful pretty, but the coloring's not as pretty, I don't think, as it was back long, long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
More expensive.
Yeah. Do you expect much change in the future?
I hadn't thought too much about the future. I just live for today.
Do you sign your quilts?
Never have. I've been told I should.
Yeah, it'd be nice. That way when your children and grandchildren have them, they'll know just who made them. What's your favorite quilt pattern?
Anything with a star in it. I like anything with a star.
Okay. Have you made quite a few?
I guess in my time, I have.
Uh-huh. Is there a particular star pattern that you really have enjoyed?
No, mm-hmm. I just like them all.
What older quilts do you own?
I only have one or two, and one of them was one that my husband's aunt pieced when she was 18 years old, and she's 98 now, and she gave it to me, and I had it quilted, and it's one of my favorites, one of my treasures. Then my mother had a quilt that was Sunshine in the Shade, 98 now. And she gave it to me, and I had it quilted, and it's one of my favorites, one of my treasures. Then my mother had a quilt that was Sunshine in the Shade.
This is Joy Peterson interviewing Betty Owens in her home in Bullock County in Mount Washington on March 9th, 1987. Side two of tape one for the Kentucky Heritage Quilt Society Quilters on File project. Betty, we were talking about old quilts that you owned. Would you go back and tell me again about the quilt that you're talking about now?
My father bought a quilt for $2.50 at a sale long, long time ago. And when my mother died, I got it, so I quilted it. So it's one of my older ones. I only have two old ones.
What's the pattern?
Sunshine in the Shade.
And what's the pattern of the one that your husband's aunt made?
Well, I call it the arrowhead. It looks like an arrowhead, but she didn't know.
Both of them were quilt tops.
Quilt tops.
Can we take a picture of them today?
May.
Oh, good. Do you attend auctions or flea markets with an idea of trying to purchase quilts?
I never have. I never have needed them.
What can you tell me about quilters in your family that we've not already discussed?
I don't know. My ancestors were all dead when I was born, most of them, my grandparents, so I don't know, only my mother. I know she pieced quilts, and my mother could take and look at a dress or anything and make the pattern and make it. She made all of our clothes when we were children, my daddy's coats and shirts. And she had to learn that by herself because her mother died when she was 5 years old.
Did you inherit any of her quilts?
The one I was talking about, Sunshine in the Shade.
Mm-hmm. But that wasn't made by her.
Made by her.
Yeah.
I have a wedding ring here. I haven't got it quilted yet of hers that she made when she was 89 years old.
Can we get a picture of it? You don't know where it is? Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, that's no problem. What are some of your future projects?
I don't know. I had said that after I fixed all the children a quilt for this Christmas, my husband says, you work on them too much. And I said, well, when I get these all done, then I'll slow down a little bit. So I don't know just exactly what I'll do, but you can bet your boots I'll be doing that.
You're making
All of them a quilt
now. Are you going to have another Christmas in July?
No, it's going to be at Christmas this time.
Will it be a drawing like you did
before? It will be a drawing.
Mm-hmm. That's a clever idea.
It will be a drawing. And they won't have no reason to argue about it.
Right. Well, what we're going to do now is we're going to conclude this interview and then take the tape recorder while it's running and take pictures of your quilts. And if we want to talk about them, we can talk about them while we're in there taking pictures. But I wondered if before we leave here, before we leave the kitchen, if there's anything else that you think of that you'd like to say about what quilting means to you, or anything at all in this interview that you'd like to have included that we haven't touched on?
Well, it's something that I like to do, and I guess as long as I'm able to see and use my hands, I'll always piece quilts. Maybe not as many, but there's other things I need to be doing, and I know I neglect my home for piecing quilts. But I don't like to do something I have to do all the time. I like to do something that I like to do. That's all I know to say.
Well, Betty,
but I really enjoy it.
I really appreciate that. Thank you. Let's try to find a place to plug this in the area where we're going to take pictures, okay?
Fine.
We've now changed our location, and we're in the living room, and we're going to take some pictures of some quilts, so we'll leave this recorder running. Oh, isn't that beautiful?
This is the old one from that Aunt Annie gave me when she pieced when she was 18. And like I said, she's 98 years old now.
Well, Hello?
I'm going to leave this inside. It's just my pint.
This is the one that you call
Arrowhead.
Good. Oh, that's pretty. Isn't that different?
Yeah.
Can you describe it for the tape?
Well, it's got real old colors in it. It's got some of her mother's, Harold's grandmother's dress in it. I can't point them out to you, but it's real old calicoes, and it is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is the one that my daddy bought at the sale for $2.50.
Oh, my.
It's sunshine in the shade.
And that's a log cabin.
And I know that Mama had it a long time, and I know it's tobble old.
Mm-hmm.
It is a log cabin pattern, but it's put together in sunshine and shade pattern.
Mm-hmm. Some people call that straight furrows.
I never heard that.
I think so. I'm not sure of that. Thank you. That's wonderful.
But I think it's pretty.
It really is beautiful. That's great.
I'm over in here and she got some papers for you. Morning.
Good morning. We're just taking pictures of quilts.
Oh, you are? My goodness. Like you're having a quilt fair.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that paper that you wanted him to take?
Outside.
Oh, they're outside.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I'll leave them
out because
I told you.
You want me to go first?
Yeah. In the book here.
We turned that off for a moment because we had an interruption. Okay. Now, you want to spread out another one there that I can take a picture of and you can tell me about?
This is the one I've seen on television, and it was on, they was going to sell it, and he said it was worth $1,000, and I said, I want to make one like that.
Mm.
So I got busy and made one of them.
I didn't have no pattern. So they said, well, where'd you get the pattern? I said, well, I made my pattern.
I think that's great. What do you call it?
Well, it's just an Amish one. It's the only thing I know, just the Amish. He called it Amish.
Sometimes they call that pattern Roman stripe.
Well, mm-hmm. It might be. I don't mm-hmm. know. We've got this one. This is my genealogy quilt.
Oh, wonderful.
It's got five generations of feet and hands and hearts and stars and everything in it.
Oh, that's great. Let me get a close-up. Great. Oh, that's the end of that roll. So I've got to rewind. Put another roll in. Well, we do want to cover up that one on the chair. We didn't get a picture of it, Betty.
Well, I'll cover it in a minute. This is my flower garden.
Wait till I get some.
Okay.
Well, you can tell the.
Do you want to get the pictures of all of them, or you want
yeah.
me? Well.
But I think you can
well.
Tell the tape recorder the colors on that one. I'll put in another roll.
You've not got nothing on. This material comes from the Louisville Band.
Oh, did it?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, when I take a picture, we'll have to mention that.
I can lay these up on here and you can get them.
Okay.
Good. Well, you want just like this?
Yeah, right. So we get a feeling of the colors. And now, can you tell the tape about this one?
Well, this is my flower garden, and a lot of this material come from Louisville Betty.
Did it?
A lot of it did.
And what colors tell it?
The yellow. All of the yellow come from Louisville Betty,
uh-huh.
I put it together with.
And did you do the quilting?
No, I didn't do the quilting on that one.
Who'd you have quilted?
Miss Israel, Miss Frances Israel did the quilting on
Does
that
she
one.
Live here?
She lives close to me.
Uh-huh. Now you've hidden one underneath there.
I'm afraid we're not going to get it.
Yeah, you think.
Hey, I better lift these up.
I'll get to that one.
Yeah,
I thought I'd wait till we got to
okay.
Here.
Okay.
This one is a star.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
I went out to my sister-in-law's in Louisiana to babysit. Her husband was in the hospital. And while I was there, I said, I've got to have something to work on. So she got out some pieces. She said, now, when you cut me out one, cut you out one too. So I cut me out one too. And these all come from Louisiana.
Mm. What's the name of that star pattern?
This is Consternation. It's a star.
Consternation.
Mm-hmm.
Neat. Very nice. Now who quilted it?
I think Miss Hagg. Miss Robert Hagg.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you made one for your what was it, your sister-in-law?
Uh-huh. We put her one together.
Right,
and I bought
one
mine home.
For you. Uh-huh.
Now this one I pieced by myself. No, I didn't piece it by myself. My club helped me piece it. And
oh, the baskets are upside down.
Okay.
Are
they?
Yeah. We gotta turn this around.
Well, let's turn it around.
Oh, okay. Good. Good. Now your
and
club helped you with this
my
one?
My club, each one of them pieced me up. Square of it, and I quilted it myself. I didn't do such a good job, but I did quilt it.
Oh, that's nice. And they all made you a red basket?
Right.
When did they do this?
Well, I've quilted it since Christmas.
Is that
so
right?
So last year, I had them in October, and they all bought their piece then.
Uh-huh.
And so then I put it together and quilted it.
Oh, nice.
This is all from the Louisville bedding. All these pieces was from the Louisville bedding. And
this is one that was done on the machine.
This is quilted on the machine.
Isn't that nice? See if I can get one closer so we get that machine quilted. Uh-huh. Can you describe the pattern for the sake of the tape?
Well, I believe it's a windmill. I'm not sure, but it looks like a windmill.
Uh-huh. Here. Thank you.
This is a pattern that I partially made by myself. They had a pattern, but I didn't put it together like they wanted it, like they had it, and I said, I'm going to put it together like a spider web.
Oh.
So this is my pattern, original.
So this is Betty's spider web, huh?
And I quilted it.
And you quilted it?
I quilted it.
Let me get in here a little further. Maybe I can get a bigger stretch. So we'll be folded that up again. Will you please? Thank you. No, I didn't have the flash didn't seem to. Let me try one more. There. Okay. Oh, isn't that pretty?
This is all hand work.
That's appliqué, huh?
And I did the hand work, but I didn't quilt it. Miss Peg did the quilting.
Uh-huh. And you want to describe the pattern for the tape?
Well, it's a pansy, and it's put together. Each pansy has a purple in it, but then it also has another color. And they're not any of them just exactly alike.
Mm-hmm. Nice embroidery work.
It's so soft. It's so soft.
I wonder what kind of batting she used.
Well, polyester.
Really, it's nice, isn't it? That's nice.
But you know, when people come to buy, they'd rather have them pieces or have them appliqué. They'll look at them, they'd rather have a piece one than have an appliqué.
Well.
This is another Amish one, and it's the pieces all come from a Louisville bedding.
Oh, that's a drunkard's path.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Kind of in a love knot setting.
And Miss Hank is crooked it.
Now, can you tell the tape the colors?
Well, it's brown and peach and white.
Somehow this flash isn't working out well. Mm.
But now, I think these are nice pieces myself.
Yeah.
Are you going to,
no, I got a couple of that. I think the flash worked at least on the first one.
And this is my butterfly. I made two of these. I sold one of them for $2.50. And I picked that one.
Well, they're embroidered too, aren't they?
Uh-huh.
Very nice.
And Miss Hag quilted this.
Oh, that's nice. That's work. Mm-hmm. Ooh, she has some beautiful
quilts. Well, now that's all of but this one. And this is hand, this is machine quilting.
Uh-huh. What's the pattern
and
called?
And it's a star. And it's all, the pieces are all from the Louisville bedding.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they have nice fabric.
And they match. See the blue in here matches this?
Uh-huh.
And the pink. So, I think it's pretty, and I think the pieces are nice.
Holy, you just can't beat the price, my goodness. Hard to believe. Let's see the flash again. No, they didn't.
Probably
it did the first time.
Probably won't take the, if it don't play.
Might not.
Also, we went down to the Kentucky, the Louisville homemaker thing, where they made things for the home.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave us a lot of material.
Is that right?
Great big bags. There would be bags that would go all the way across this room, loaded with all kinds of pieces. Some of them was this guy, Kaufman, some of them was, we made bedspreads out of them.
I made bedspreads out of them.
They would pick these pieces that wide and that long, you know, real long.
Well, then what do you do with those?
We made bedspreads and pillows and things out of them.
Do you still have those, or you gave them to your...
I think I got a bedspread in here. Let's see. I got them. I got, but somebody was here and said, as many pretty quilts as you've got, and you put a bedspread on your bed. So I could use my bedspread and start using a quilt.
Right.
Had her to quilt it. But some of them we didn't even rip out. We just made them like they were.
Is that right?
I made blue and pink and the beige.
Mm-hmm. Look at the ruffle.
And I made two for my daughter. Gave my daughter-in-law one. I gave a lot of this away.
Did you?
I couldn't use it all because we just had so much of it.
Oh, that's nice. Amazing.
We didn't let anything wait, and what I couldn't use, I passed along to somebody else, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in letting anything waste if you can, if you can use it, or let somebody else use it.
Well, I really appreciate you letting us...
I've got a lot more quilts. I didn't put them all out.
Well, you're mighty sweet. I appreciate having these.
That was enough.
Yeah. And I didn't get this one under here.
Yeah, well, I bet and I haven't got them. Just pile them up on here. But all of it comes from the Louisville bedding, too. I wanted to show you the design in it. I put it together in the center. This is Log Cabin pattern.
Yeah, right, but it's so different. You've really done some interesting things with it.
Well, I had all of this, and it didn't cost hardly anything. I bought this. Well, I bought all of it, but I mean, I didn't buy it by the yard. It's coming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It didn't cost anything. I said, why buy material and put with it if you can use what you've got?
Right.
That's what I done.
Oh, that's great. Well, I really appreciate this. I think you do such beautiful work.
Yeah.
It would be nice to have your interview in the...
I don't know. I get carried away sometimes.
Well, we all do. Is there anything else you want to say about your quilts before I turn this off?
Nothing, only I love them all. I love piecing them, and I'm glad to show them to people.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.